Hey guys, welcome back to the Wake Zone. We have a very, very, very special guest today. We do not have Captain Vinny. Captain Vinny is out in the middle of the ocean, probably stranded somewhere because he decided to take a cruise in the middle of hurricane season. But nevertheless, we have the better half of our office anyway. We have Cass, our office manager. Cass is the lifeline of our company, the one that keeps us all organized together. She deals with all the shenanigans. Cass is the best. We love Cass.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Cass.
Hi.
So today we're going to talk about one of the things that Cass has to deal with on a daily basis is phone calls.
Yes.
Cass gets a lot of phone calls, and not just from me bothering her, but genuinely a lot of phone calls of people that have a lot of questions regarding boating safety certificates, captain's licensing, on the water training, really anything to do with boating. So we thought it would be a good time as the season kind of slows down, but there's still going to be a lot of questions circulating for us to talk about the differences between boating safety certificates, captain's licensing, and on-the-water training.
Yes.
So, Cass is here to answer all the questions. She's going to tell some stories. We're probably going to laugh at people because sometimes people are interesting. We'll use that word. And then, I'm gonna have you take it away. If you want to start with boating safety certificates, just give a little background of what it is, who needs it, and things like that. And then I'll just pipe in like me and Vin do to you all the time.
Okay.
It's like nothing new.
Yeah, no. So your boating safety certificate is essentially your boating license. It is the course that we offer is 8 hours long. It includes a test at the end, and it is for tidal wave waters, so anything with a wave. If you want the non-tidal wave waters, you'd normally take that to the DMV and get them to endorse your driver's license. But the course that we offer that's in person with a test is for tidal wave waters. Anyone who is operating a boat with, my God, what's the word? What's what I'm looking for, Jessica? A motor.
I was like, I don't know what word you're looking for.
operates a boat with a motor needs the boating license for on the wave waters, for tidal wave waters. Normally, you can get it, you can take the course at 12. If you pass, you can't get to your 13, and it is good for life. You don't have to renew it at all. So I think that's a nice
Perfect.
thing. You just suffer once and then you're done.
Right. You just have to deal with me and Vin talking for 8 hours one time and one time only.
Yeah.
It's a really terrible marketing plan, honestly, but
No, it
that's
really
besides
is.
the point. Right.
It really is. It's almost like your driver's license because we don't have to retake it.
We just go in every 5 years to renew the
To renew it.
license. So there are restrictions.
Yes.
There's age restrictions. So as Cass was saying, you have to have it with anything with a motor. Under 13 years old, you are not allowed to operate anything. At 12 years old, you can take the course, but then you have to call Cass at when you hit 13 and get your certificate because we can't certify you until you're 13. So at 13, from 13 to 15, you are allowed to operate vessels powered by an electric motor, vessels 12 feet longer, less than 10 horsepower. And this is in the state of New Jersey. So for any of you that are out of state, your laws could be different. You should probably check into that. But in New Jersey, under 13 cannot operate anything. 13 to 15, electric motor, vessels 12 feet long, longer, less than 10 horsepower. This does not include, people are like, well, if I'm on the boat with my kid, they still can't operate.
No.
That's still technically against the law. And then, at 16 years old, those restrictions are lifted and they are allowed to operate anything up to 65 feet, less than 25 gross tons, which is horrifying to think about, and PWCs.
Yes.
So That's that. And
That's
then
and
I'm
it's a
gonna,
lot. It's a
it
lot. I
is,
get that call a lot. So
yeah.
like my 13-year-old wants to do wave runners. Can they do those by themselves? And so no. And it's nope, not until 16. And they're like, then why did you take this course? I'm like,
I don't know. Why did you
so
take this course?
your son or daughter knows how to operate correctly if anything happens? I don't know.
Yeah, I always feel like the jerk when I'm in class and people are like, we get to that point and people are like, well, the only reason I'm here is to take that out. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but you're not
Yeah.
able to. Like,
I
I don't
always,
make the law, man.
no, and I always tell them, like, just think of it now. You got it done and you don't have to redo it. So when you turn 16 and you're good to go, you don't have to come back here. You literally
Right.
just whip the white card out of your pocket and you're good to go. Like, you're
Right.
done.
I also laugh when the parents are like, oh no, they're doing a refresher course. And I'm like,
Okay.
so sorry for your loss, but we
Okay,
do offer
sorry.
them. We do offer them.
Yeah.
So,
So let's
all
see.
right, Cass,
I'll
how do you get it? How do
how do we
you
get it?
obtain 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 your boating safety certificate?
There's two different ways you can go about doing it. You can do the course online at your own pace, through a provider, and then just come in person and take the test with us. Or you could do the full 8-hour course in person with a test at the end. Really just, I always tell people it really just depends on how you learn. If you really don't have the time to sit through in person, like you're really busy with work and you want to do the class at home at midnight on your own, go for it. It's a really in detailed course. It's the same exact course we teach in person, except online. Certain chapters are timed and there's mini tests at the end. So it takes a lot longer, but it's completely up to you guys and how you learn. And then for in person, we have the 1-day course, which is just straight 8 hours. And then we offer 2-day courses, which are split in half with a test at the end of the second day. And it really just depends on the location that we offer and what they approved for us to be there. And that's really it.
I will say, as an instructor, I think, and this is like based off of feedback, this isn't just like my opinion. My opinion agrees with it, but it is based off of feedback.
Okay.
People that take the online, like there's a very specific person. People that like you said, like they cannot get out of work. They just have enough time to come and take the hour-long test. So they have to do it like, late nights, things like that, which 100% I get. I have a lot of
Yeah.
friends that are cops, nurses, things like that. Your schedules are very firefighters that work 24s. Like your schedules are weird. I get it. But if you have the opportunity to go sit in a class with an instructor standing in front of you, I think you gain a lot more information that way. And not just because you're mindlessly clicking through a slide because you have to wait till the time runs out to click the next slide, but
Yeah.
also because and we don't give like answers or anything like that. I know that that was like a common misconception is that people are like, oh, they just like give you the answer. You got the wrong class if you think that we're giving you the answer.
No.
But I think that having someone tell you stories and experiences, because me and Vin don't talk a lot, that's just what we do. Having someone tell you stories and experiences to say like, hey, this is why this is really important, and to put it into a real life context kind of makes it so that they realize like, oh, this is really important. And
Yeah.
like half the time, that's not the stuff that's on the test. People are
Yeah.
like, Jess, you told you all these stories. None of that stuff was on the test. And I'm like, yeah, because that's real life application. Propeller strike accidents happen all the time. We talked about that in last week's episode. Storms happen all the time. That'll be next week's episode. There's things like that that like we deal with on the water that when we tell the story, it's really, really important for you to grasp that because yes, sound signals are super important, but no one uses them. I would
No.
much rather you know this is how I handle this situation when it occurs, and this is how Jess did it, or this is how Vinny did it, and things like that. And not to say like we're always 100% right. There's things that you have to do based off the waters, like winds, the currents, things like that, the situation at hand. But I think that having someone tell you like this is why this is important becomes really helpful.
No, and that's what I tell people on the phone. I'm like, If you can get in person and do the 8-hour course, and you can give us one day, give us the 8 hours, the 9 to 5, you'll be able to talk to the instructor and ask questions throughout and truly understand why the law was made to be that way. I was like, versus just reading a slideshow, reading the textbook, I was like, you're not going to get the same. You can't ask questions online. So I was like, if you can give a day, give a day. If not, then it is what it is, and we'll see you in person for
Right, we'll see.
the
We'll see you for the exam.
test.
I do have a lot of people that like when they come in for the exam, like after they finish it, they're like, "Man, I do wish I had time to take that in person." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, it's less boring when you have someone telling you stories."
And I will say, a lot of people, I've had a lot of people this summer call and say that they've only signed up for the online portion because they didn't think that they could bring an interpreter to the
Yes.
class with them. And I was like, that's not true. And then like I have to reiterate what is, and then they're like, oh, I really wish I would have just signed up. And I was like, you should have called.
Right.
Like you are
And
allowed to
like
bring one.
we always like not like make fun of people, but we make fun of Cass because she gets a lot of calls. And calls a lot of time are, "I want to sign up." And Cass is like, "That's so cool. To where? There's 45 classes. Where do you want to sign up?" And we go back and forth about it. Like we kind of giggle because we're like, Cass is like, "Whole website. Just you tell me where and I'll get you signed up." But there are a lot of times that people call with really good questions, like interpreters, or we had someone that needed someone to do sign language for them. Interpreters is a really, really big thing because the state doesn't have a Spanish class right now. Not even just Spanish. We have a lot of different languages that people ask us for, and I'm sorry, I am not bilingual, I'm not trilingual, I'm not multilingual. I wish I took Spanish more seriously in school because it would definitely help, but I didn't. But that's where like asking Cass the question of, "Hey, can I bring this person with me?" She's gonna tell you the restrictions and what you can and can't do. But also she's gonna say, "Yeah, absolutely. This is how they have to do it. They can't take the class with you, but
No,
they can
like they can.
absolutely sit there and translate, and then they can translate the test for you. And that way it makes your process a lot easier to obtaining your license. It makes it a smoother process."
Yep, and all we need, all I ask for is a heads up so I can let the instructor know that they're bringing an interpreter. That way the instructor is on the same page and not like, oh, there's a random person here.
And I think a lot of questions that we get, I don't know if you get, well, I'm sure you do, but like the exam, everyone's really stressed out about the test. If you
Everybody.
take if you take our class, and Cass can tell you, you take our class, it's 60 questions, multiple choice. We are not allowed to give you the information that's on the exam. So you
No.
calling and being like, "Hey, what is exactly on there?" is never going to go in your
No.
way.
I had this kind of dips into talking about funny things later, but I had a guy call and like argue with me for like 20 minutes because he wanted to know the exact questions on the test. And I was like, buddy, I don't even know. Like, I don't know.
Right. The test changes like every 3 years.
I was
So
like,
for
I just
Cass
know
to
it's
have them
60 questions.
memorized, it's not gonna
Like
happen.
I just know it's 60 questions multiple choice. And he goes, yeah, but what? And I was like, beats me, guy.
Go through the class and
Like,
you'll
I'm so
probably find
sorry.
60 questions from that material.
It was so, and then he like, I love it when people are like, well, I know Vinny. And I'm like, congrats. The answer is still no. I can't tell you what's on the test.
I love the most when people are like, "I know Vincent," and I'm
Lorio.
like, "Oh, do you?" I was like, "'Cause that's not what he goes by." And that's like how like me and Vin both laughed about it, 'cause like that's how we know that people don't know. And
No.
then I always laugh when people call him Vin, 'cause I'm one of the only people that call him Vin.
You and his wife. I don't call him Vin.
So, right, like I don't think there's anyone else, and that's just because I'm lazy, to be realistic. So I always laugh because people are like, "Well, I know Vin," and I'm like, "Oh, do you? Because there's only two people in this world that call him that, and I don't think you're one of them."
Yeah,
And
you're
people
like,
are like, "Well, no, I met him at a boat show," and I'm like, Okay. And then they meet Vin and they're like, that's not who I met. And I'm like, yeah, you would kind of remember the 6-foot-5 guy standing in front of you.
Oh
Is
yeah.
like, which is why I'm concerned on why you would think that you would just throw that in my face. And also, and this is, I think one of the things that like I always get frustrated with, getting nasty with Cassandra on the phone is not going to make me and Vin be nice to
No, it gives them,
you.
it makes them worse, 'cause the moment I call them and I'm upset, they're like out for blood.
So like I feel like there's like a pecking order, and like this is where Vin's like, well, Jess is the manager, give it to Jess.
Yeah.
And Cass will
And
call
then,
me upset,
yep.
and I'm like, okay, great, give me the number now. And I don't even wait, like I just call right away.
You do.
And
You
then
do.
if you yell at me and Cass, good
You're
luck,
getting Vinny.
good
You're
luck.
getting Vinny, and it's not good, and it's not gonna be good.
I feel like people constantly give Cass a hard time because they think that she's just like a secretary. She's our office manager. She knows the in and outs of the office and the background stuff probably better than I do. Honestly, there's times that I like text her. I'm like, I don't even know if we can do this. Is this possible? They're like, can you run a credit card for me? I don't. She's like, yeah, but
You and Vinny both do that
I,
to me. And Vinny's
yeah,
like, I don't even
me.
know what's going on this month. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Me and Vin are literally like, we're teaching tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cass is like, yeah, here's your schedule for the 19th time this month. So, I will say, like, you know, treat everyone in the company with a lot of respect. We're in our positions for a reason, and that's one of the things that like truly, truly to my core bothers me, because I feel like they assume that you're just a no one in the office and you're just answering phones. And in reality, she's literally the lifeline of our company. She's the one that's dealing with all of the crap. So that's my
Yeah.
little 2 cents. And if you don't, good
Is it
luck.
Jess?
Yeah.
Yes. So, I think we already covered if it expires or not. It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't expire. I love when people ask, like, do I only, if I'm only gonna drive once, do I really need it?
Yes.
It's still the law. Yes, you
Yeah.
still need it.
That'd be like saying I don't need my driver's license if I'm
I'm
just
just
gonna
gonna
drive
drive
down
the
the street.
car. I'm just gonna drive the car
Yeah.
once. It's not a big deal.
Nah.
Yeah,
If you have an out-of-state license, if as long as you're operating in the state of New Jersey, you do still need it here.
yes.
And
And if
no.
your boat is
Go ahead.
registered in the state of New Jersey,
You need a New Jersey license.
you need a New Jersey license, even if you're not from the state. So if you
Correct.
have your boat like at the shore and you have like a shore house and you're like, well, I have a, I'm just
Connecticut
gonna throw a random
license.
state, Connecticut license, or I have a Minnesota license, you still need a New Jersey boating license. And people, this is like a big problem with like Pennsylvania versus Jersey, because we border, and New York and Jersey. Jersey requires a Jersey license if you have a Jersey registered boat. So people like commonly fight with me on that, like at boat shows. They're like, well, no. And I'm like, okay, the state police booth is over there.
You
And
can
then
go
they come
ask them.
back and they're like, actually, the
Yeah.
state police told me the same thing. And I'm like, oh, that's weird how that works.
It's like I know
So
my job.
make sure you have the right license, the proper license, things like that.
Correct. That is a question I get asked a lot, of what license. And then they're like, well, if I have a New Jersey license and I go to Florida, can I use it? And I'm like, yes, you can use your New Jersey boating license out of state for 3 months, 90 days, up to 90 days in a different state.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that people have like the misconception, because we don't accept other licenses, that like you
Yeah.
can't use those otherwhere. Our class is National State Boating College. Nope.
Nope.
NASBLA.
No.
It's a
Yeah.
National Association of Safe Boating. Oh God, laws and Cass, what
What's
does it
last A?
stand for?
I don't ever have to say it. NASBLA.
Now I gotta Google it. Gosh, dang it. All right, hold on. Wow, okay. Even Google doesn't tell me. National Association of Safe Boating Law Administrators.
Say I can
Fun
pull up a
fact,
license.
me and Vin went to this meeting.
It's National Association of State Boating Law, yeah, administrators. I just took out a card. It's on the back.
Me and Vin went to a meeting because we're part of like their, I don't even know. They have like these these groups that were part of it, and we get to Kentucky, and they're like, "What are you guys doing here?" And I'm like,
I don't fucking know.
"That's actually how I became backpack, was that meeting. Ben went somewhere, I was just like, doo-doo-doo." And then we walked into a meeting that was strictly cops, like it was just police officers, and I was like, "I think we're in the wrong room." And he's
Yeah,
like,
that's when you're like, I
"No,
don't
there's no
belong here.
way." I literally was like, we walked out, the door didn't even close. I'm like, we should not be here. We
Yeah,
have no
no.
business being at this meeting.
Oh,
They
God.
actually enjoyed us being there. They asked us a lot of questions because, like, it is a lot of state officials
Yeah.
and not a lot of providers. So, well, we were the only providers.
There you
But,
go.
so they were asking us like questions, and it's really cool because the states want to do better. Like, they want to make sure it's more accessible to people. They want to help. So,
Yeah.
it was, and I, it ended up being great. It was a great time. We met a lot of really cool people. They put us in these little discussion groups. I never have a chance to jump on the actual meeting. So I'm
Oh,
like, I
we
don't
get them
even
all
know.
the time through Mark.
Yeah.
Mark emails all the time, and I'm like,
He's like, "Is anyone
okay.
going to show up for this?" And Vin's like, "Well, he does it at like 2, and I'm still in school." And I'm like, "Well, I'm working." So it was like, unfortunately, unless they do it at like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm usually
Yeah.
driving somewhere. So,
Correct.
but they, it was, yeah. So NASBLA approves our course so that way we can use it for 90 days in any other state. It's a
Yeah.
transient, on a transient basis.
Yeah.
So that leads us in, Cass, to
Okay.
our new baby,
Our new
captain's
baby.
licenses.
The baby that I had to
So
learn in 2 hours in order to put it on our
yeah,
website.
Cass, we texted Cass from a boat show, and we were like, "Hi, guess what we're doing?" And Cass is
Probably.
like, "Is this gonna make my job harder?" And I'm like,
Yes.
100%. I was like, we are now going to be offering captain's licenses." And she was like,
I
"Thanks."
was like,
I'm like, yeah, no
really
problem.
inside, I was like, the fuck does that mean?
So, there's two, for people that don't know, there's two different types of like your license. So you start with your OUPV or your six pack. This means you're allowed to carry an un six passengers, up to six, cannot have any more, on an uninspected vessel. So the Coast Guard has not come out, they have not COI'd it, like things like that. COI'd is your a number of people. They give you a number of people you can carry safely on your vessel. That's where you have to start. You have to have your OUPV to get the upgraded license to a master's.
Yeah.
So after you complete your OUPV, it's four tests. We can get into those details if you really want to, but it's four tests. You complete those, and you can take all of your coursework at the same time and then just sit for your exams. But you would take your OUPV, pass those tests. You have to pass those tests in order to take the test for your master's upgrade. So, like when me, Vin, and Bob did it, Bob ended up not doing his master's right away just because he was like, "I'm never going to need that." And then he did later.
Yeah.
But me and Vin did our OUPV. Vin sat in on his master's course. I did mine self-guided online, which regretted. And then we both did our towing endorsement. So
Okay.
we did all three courses, and then we went to one testing facility. I finished, I want to say I did my four OUPV, handed them in, and then she gave me, maybe I did my towing endorsement also, because towing you can have with a with an OUPV.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I did all five, and then after I've passed my really important four is when I took my master's upgrade, and that's what determines if you're going to be a master captain or an OUPV captain. And it's not like a, "Oh, I'm a better captain than you." You need more requirements. It's just another class.
Yeah.
Most people that are getting their captain's licenses are like, "Well, I really only need the six pack for $200 more and a 10-hour course. You might as well just take your master's." And that's what our mindset was. We were like, you know, we might as well just get it
Get
done,
over
move on, get it over with. We only have to test once, and then just keep up on your paperwork. As long
with.
as you have the time required. Your sea time is going to vary depending on what kind of license you're getting. So People always think it's like hours. Just how many hours do I need to be a captain? You need days. And
Yeah.
those days, they start qualifying them at 4 hours a day. We did our logs. I think Vin and I both did ours at 6 hours a day. But you needed for your OUPB 360 days on the water. For an offshore license, half your time needs to be in the ocean. And then for the master's upgrade, you need 720 days on the water. Half your time for an offshore license would need to be in the ocean. 90 of those days have to be within the last 3 years. Your time, your days start when you turn 16.
Okay,
So
so
you
it's
can
not
track it
like the
back to
moment.
16.
Okay, so it's not like the moment you go to apply for your master's license, you
No.
immediately have to have
Right.
those many. Okay. It
So
goes back a while.
I always tell people, like, look at your log, and see, like, oh, I'm gonna have, 25 days short. All right, well, do your class and then get your 25 days on the water. You have a
Yeah.
year from when you complete your test to submit your paperwork. Obviously, don't wait. I waited a long time to do my paperwork and almost
How did we do it?
let it expire. So you want to
Yeah,
make sure
don't.
you're getting, yeah, this is a sore subject for Cass.
This is a source of information. I honestly think I'm gonna beat them to the punch and I'm just gonna take the course
Just
myself.
take the course and get it first. So you want to make sure that you're getting your time in. You want to make sure, so you also need a medical physical. You need
Yes,
a drug
drug
test,
test.
and then you also need a background check done through TWIC. So you need a TWIC card when you first you don't need it to re-up. You just need it for your initial, and you need CPR certification. Same. You don't need to keep up on that, but you need it when you first submit your initial paperwork. Now, I will say the TWIC card was super easy. You go online, fill out your paper, fill out your information. They do the background check before you go in to get fingerprinted. Then you get
Okay.
fingerprinted, they finish your background check, and they're like, "Hey, you're good to go," before you even leave. And you're like,
Okay.
"That's a federal background check?"
You just done. Yep.
And they were like, "We already did the background check. We have all your information."
Yeah.
What was really funny was I was pissing and moaning about it when me and Vin got ours done. He just went and he did it. No complaints. He was like, "Oh, I get TSA pre-check. This is amazing." I sat there and was like, "I just did a federal background check and a state background check for a gun license. Why do I
I'd
need
have to do it
another one?"
again.
And they were like, "Yeah. Something could have happened in between now and then." I was like, "1 month? Something could have happened between 1 month?"
Yeah, no, really, you applied for your gun license and then you decide to hell with it. You're
You know what? I'm just gonna go be a menace to society now.
gonna live on the edge.
You do need a TWIC card. Your TWIC card does get you other benefits. The only 2 times I've used it was flying for my TSA pre-check, which didn't even benefit me because they didn't have a scanner for my TWIC card. So when me and Andrew went to Boston for our that one boat show,
Yes.
I went to scan it and he was like, "Do you have a regular ID on you?" And your fiance was like, "Yes." And I was like, "Fully should accept it.
They
It's
should,
a
yeah.
worker card. They should take it."
Yeah.
But also my partner works in the trucking field, and when he was still delivering stuff to the port and leaving the port, he took me for a ride along one day and he was like, "Oh, you need a TWIC card." And I was like, "I have that. Hold on." I
Those come in handy.
was like, "I actually get it scanned." I was so excited. So that's really the only time that you need a TWIC card. But if you're going, like, there's certain places, like if you're going into port and things like that, you need to have it on you. So you want to make sure that, like, depending on what job you're going to do, you have it. And that brings us into, like, who would ask for a captain's license? I know people are like, "Oh, it's always been a dream of mine to have a captain's license." If you're not going to use it,
Don't get it.
don't get it. It ends up being like, I think all in maybe $1,500 between your physical, your drug test, your TWIC, CPR, the actual class, and the testing itself. If you want to do any upgrades or any additional add-ons, things like that. And people are like, "Well, it's a bucket list goal for me." And I'm like, "Yeah, but it also increases your liabilities on the water.
Yes.
If there is any kind of mayday and we are close, guess who has to respond every time? Whether I'm out
Yep.
with a customer, I'm out with my friends, I'm out with my family, I have to go.
Yep.
So, it's one of those things that like it increases your liability, so you really want to consider that before
Yeah, this isn't just a
getting it.
license that you get to just go and enjoy a ride with your friends. This is
Right.
really a license that like you've thought about it and you're dedicated to doing it because it's a lot and it's very entailed. Like in it's a lot. Like seeing so my fiance went through the course. He has not finished his tests, but he has gone through the course and watching him study was insane. I've never seen that man study for anything in his life. And he studied his butt off to the point where like he was actively stressing about failing these tests. And I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm not a good test taker, so I'm like, I can't help you.
I remember learning how to plot, and I was significantly younger than everyone in my class. I mean, like Vin's 20 years older than me, so like that, and like just not having experience using paper charts because I'm younger. So I walk downstairs, and this is COVID. I walk downstairs, look to my dad. I was like, "I'm not meant to be a captain. I'm quitting. I don't want to do this anymore." My dad's like, "Sit down, and I'll teach you," and like. I mean, in the middle of COVID, I was like, "Vin, I'm coming over. Like, you need to help me." And he was like, "Stacy has COVID." I was like, "I don't care.
Like, I don't
We
care.
need help." And it was like outside. We're like standing there trying to like plot, but like it was hard. It's a hard
It's a hard
class. There's a
class.
lot that goes into it, and you're going from a recreational boater to now this is going to be your job.
Yes.
A lot of times people do it part-time, full-time, whatever the case is, but you're going from, oh, I know how to recreationally boat, which is great. Two, now I have all these different liabilities in my hands, and the restrictions are a lot greater. There's a lot more that I have to pay attention to. And I think that that's one of the things that people just don't really
Understand.
understand until they like go through it and they're like, oh
Yeah.
my God, like the light configurations, the sound signals, inland versus international. Like there's so much that goes into it. And
Yeah, you
I think
guys
it's
will
a
talk about
great
certain
course.
things. Oh yeah. You guys will even just you guys talking about simple things. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Because I've never done the course. So I'm just like, what?
Right.
I can't. So it is classroom setting. It's not like we're not teaching you on the water.
Right.
It's all classroom setting. It's all textbook. It's charting. It's a lot. It's 10 days. It's a 10-day class.
Yeah, we call them power weekends. So it's a 10-day course. And the nice thing about this course is that we are partnered with the Nautical School of
Yes.
Maritime Licensing. Mike's
Yes.
gonna be like, Jess, come on.
No, Mike is gonna be like, you don't know who we are.
We are partnered with them. Captain Mike is phenomenal.
Amazing.
His wife is phenomenal. They are both really, really, really great people.
Yeah.
But we are partnered with them, so we teach their course. And they help you from the moment that you sign up to the moment you get license in hand. They walk you through the whole process. So that's kind of the nice thing. I mean, Sea School, when we took it through Sea School, did the same thing. But the paperwork we kind of had to figure out on our own after we were done class, where Nautical School sends you the link and then they check in with you, like, hey, did you get this? Did you get that? Did you get this? You
And
still
they
need
send
this. Are you
reminders.
getting it?
Yep.
Right. So it's really, really convenient that they are on top of it for you.
Yes. And like Mike is the type of person when I even sat there to let me backtrack. When I went to the boat show and met him to do all the paperwork for the captain's license to know what I'm talking about when people call. I sat with him for what, 2 hours? And
Yeah, it is
I think
felt.
I asked every single question I could think of. And I even asked him like 3 or 4 times the same question. And finally he was just like, are you okay? And I was like, this is a lot. But he never once was like, I've already answered this question. I've already said that. Like he was just like, he just kept reiterating himself. And then he was like, you're good. You'll pick it up. And I'm like, okay.
Those two, they are literally probably the nicest couple I've ever met. They are so
Yeah.
sweet and just so. I had the word and my ADHD kicked in and I lost it. They're really good people.
They're
I
good.
don't know where I was going with that. I've lost it literally mid-sentence.
It's
Now you had
okay.
an insight to my what Cass deals with on a daily basis when I'm like, I don't remember why I called
It's okay. They had an insight of what you go through with me, where I'm like, what's the word? Think of the
you.
word for me.
So that's captain's licensing. That's your boating safe boating safety certificate.
There we go.
Other things that we offer on the water training. You guys have heard us talk about this in previous episodes. We have two types of training, public and private. Public on our boat, private on your boat. There's just ways that I mean, you deal with this question a
I
lot,
do get this question
but
a lot. I do.
we are National Safe Boating Council certified, so we are trained to actually train. We have a curriculum that we follow. We follow that curriculum to the T. No matter what trainer you get, everyone will, we might word things a little, excuse me, a little bit differently, but otherwise everything is pretty much the same. Whether you get me and Vin, me and Eric, Bob and
Matt.
Eric, Matt and Vin, whatever, whoever the case is, if your training needs to be split or you do one training with one person and one training with the next,
It's all the same.
it'll be the same. You're still gonna have, I mean, we all have like our little quirky like
Quirks.
comments, but like for the most part, and I'm typically we all have the same type of personality, so regardless who you're getting, good luck.
Yeah.
Because we all are gonna laugh, we're gonna have fun. Like we that's just how we are as people. We're not gonna yell at you. We're not going
No.
to. And I think that that's like a common misconception is, oh my God, if I hit something, you're gonna yell at me. We're not gonna hit anything. First of all, I'm gonna be there
Yeah.
to make sure you don't. But second, even if we come close to something, I'm just gonna be like, hey, put it in neutral so I can push off of that,
Yeah.
or put it in neutral so you can push off of it. Like there's no, and I think that that's one of the things that really sets us apart. And I always have a fine like line where every captain can, you know, walk someone through docking a boat, but not every captain can teach someone to dock a boat. And I had a customer that actually said that to me. He's like, I've been driving boats my entire life, I'm fine. He said, I can't teach my wife because I don't know how to teach her how to feel how the boat's sliding.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, that's, at least you can acknowledge that. And he was like, so that's why I want you to come down and teach her that. And when we did, she was like, oh, like it's gonna slide and I can just pull right in. And I was like, exactly. And she was telling her husband that, and he was like, that's what I need you to learn. He's like, I'm so happy that you got that. And she was like, yeah, I feel that now. And he was like, good.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how that goes. But like, Cass, like I think you deal a lot with the scheduling aspect of that. So do you
I
want to talk about
know.
that a little bit?
I do. So with private on the water training, we come to you. You pick the day and time. We just ask for a week's notice. Weather is always pending, and for some reason, we get yelled at a lot for having to reschedule if it's too windy or raining out. And we can't help that. That's beyond our control. But
So in case you're wondering, hurricane's happening off the coast, and people are like, can I take my boat out?
We're like, no, it's no. No one's
I
leaving.
will give full credit to the gentleman on Monday because he was
Yes.
like, it's blowing. We can be, we're good. He was
We're
like,
rescheduling.
reschedule me. It's okay. You're not Mother Nature. And I was like, I could kiss you right now because we're so used to being yelled at.
When people like are combative with me, in my head, I'm like, why would you want to train in such dangerous circumstances where you're not going to normally be out on the water?
Right.
Like, it's not like you took your boat out in sunny and out of nowhere a hurricane started. You know what I mean? Like, if you went for a joyride with your family, you wouldn't be going out pouring rain and 30-mile winds. Like, you
Right.
wouldn't do that. So why are we training you in that?
And I think that a lot of people think that training is just like, well, they're showing me what to do. Yeah, but if we're fighting the wind the whole time, I'm not showing you anything. We're just fighting the wind. And
Yeah.
I'm literally not teaching you anything.
You're like, I'm
We
just trying not
displaced.
to damage your boat.
Yeah, we dodged the buoy 7 times, but on a normal day, you're not going to have that, and you're not going to learn what you need to actually maneuver.
Correct. So that's private. We come to you, we come to your boat, we do whatever you need to do. We help you if you need trailing, if you need help putting the boat in the water. Private, that was private. That was private. Public, you come to us. We have certain locations on our boats that we do training on, and they're scheduled days, they're set days. And you just have to pick a day and time that works. And we don't normally do them for less than two people. So if one person signs up, if nobody else signs up with you, we tend to cancel and reschedule you. And then we do them in two different sets. Like module one is 180
Close quarter
degree.
maneuvers.
I was gonna say it's close quarter maneuvers, and for the basics, it's like literally like you get on the boat.
Yeah, so we go over the boat. We go over like driving straight ahead, going in idle speeds, backing down, everything that would kind of get you ready for docking.
Yeah,
And
and then number two is docking.
right, numbered, well, yeah, so technically two is docking, and then three and four are open water maneuvers.
Okay. Yeah.
So
So we did have four, but we split them, and now it's just two sets. So you do two things and two things.
right, so you have one and two that are together, and then three and four that are together.
So
So,
technically, set two, which is three and four, would be the open water handling.
right.
And I always tell people start with number set one, module one and two, just because that way, if you still need more help, the captain will tell you you need more help and tell you to go to sign up for another one. We've been good this year, I feel, right? Like we've been good with the modules. I feel like we've just opened too many dates.
I
There's too
agree.
many dates to
I think
pick from.
we gave too many options.
Yes.
There's only three locations to choose from right now.
Yeah.
Do you
And
have
our third location, I don't even consider a third location because no one's ever signed up there for
No
Lake
one
Opakon.
signs up. No one signs up for it, but we have Lake Opakon. So we have
That's
north,
right.
northwest, north, and then south. So Lake Opakon on obviously Lake Opakon,
Yeah.
Red Bank, which is on the Navisink. And then Port Republic, which is down on the Mullica River and the Great Bay,
Yeah.
which last time I did the module two on my boat because I'm Port Republic. We actually went out to the ocean.
Okay.
We navigated the inlet and we went out to the ocean, and it was one of those things that like when you're doing open water, there's two different types. Like so you can like be like open water, just like going fast, getting on plane, plowing. Things like that, and like we'd go over all of that, but he was like, I really want to be able to go into the ocean, and I was like, okay, so we're gonna do all of this on the way to the ocean and then back. However, it was like 110 degrees,
Yes, it was a hot day.
so
I remember that.
I was like, please don't stop this boat ever, just keep it in motion at all times.
Yes. You're like, if you stop it, I'll kill you.
Pretty much.
I think that's really it with the on the water training. I mean, to schedule a private lesson, all you do is call.
Yep.
You literally just call me and say what you want and when you want it and hope to God that it's a week out so I can tell you that we can do it. And that's, we travel everywhere pretty much.
I'm gonna add
Okay.
into scheduling. If you call us on a Friday and you're like, "Hey, I want to be trained tomorrow," it's
No.
not gonna happen.
I need a week's notice.
100%. We schedule out a week in advance. We only have five or six captains that do on the water training.
Yep.
All of us are still teaching. We're still doing tests. Like, you need to consider that we're giving you a week out. A lot of people give you a month out. So
Yes.
we're giving you a week out, and we don't train on the weekends
No, and my
because
favorite,
it's too busy.
too busy. My favorite is when people call us Memorial Day weekend and they want to train Memorial Day weekend. And I'm like, absolutely
Can
not.
I train on Monday? And I'm like, it's Memorial Day. No.
Well, so, can I
No.
train on 4th of July? I really want to go out when everybody else is out on their boats. And you're like,
Really just want to
no.
learn how to navigate through all of the other people. Well,
Yeah, no.
great. No. I mean, we
Absolutely not.
will, but good luck because it's going to be expensive.
Yes. So I think the best time if you want to do either modules or even privates is call us the moment your boat goes in the water in April.
Yes, because even if you're like, I don't want to go out in April, we can get you on the schedule
For
with a
May.
rain date.
We can easily set you down, get you in my planner, get you in, and if anything happens with weather, we'll give you a call 3 days out and let you know. Or even if you want to push it to the day before to really decide how the weather's going to be, we can. But this way, at least you're down instead of calling us last minute and we don't have a captain.
Right. So that's that. That's what we offer. That's what we do. That's what Cass does. This is her every day.
My every day.
She is, I God bless her, because
Every day.
Cass had my little my little bestie, my little baby last year, and we
Mm-hmm.
share a birthday, so he's mine now. And
Your
when
birthday
she was
bestie.
out when she was out on maternity leave, I was the one answering the phones, and I was like, this is awful. I was like, oh my, how does she do this every day? She's like, well, to be fair, I'm also not on the boat. And I'm like,
I'm not, no.
okay, that's fair. I was like, but oh my goodness, I gave that phone back so quickly. And she was like, so how was it? I was like, thank you for coming back. I'm really happy that you are feeling great. I'm happy that you and the baby are healthy. This is your problem
Yeah, you're like, don't ever ask me this again
now.
from you.
She went away for a week for vacation, and Vin's like, so do you? I was like, no, I
No.
don't know how to answer a phone, actually.
You're like, I don't even know what a phone is.
Phones, I don't know what those do. So we are very thankful for Cass and everything that she does.
Yes. Vinny was so happy when I came back to work in August. He gave me the phone back so fast. He goes, this thing doesn't stop. And I was like, so do I need a raise? Because I
I'm
was on
hearing
it.
raise. I'm hearing Cass needs a raise. All
I'm like,
right,
so am I worth it?
so like we said, make sure you're, to make Cass's life a little bit easier, make sure you're calling and you're not trying to schedule for the next day. There are certain situations that, like, I'll tell people, like, hey, if you can fit us in, let us know. We'll see what we can do. That's not a guarantee. I know Vin does the same thing. And, like, then we
Yeah.
forget to tell Cass, and she's like, this
Yes.
guy's calling for you. Or, like,
Yeah.
hi, Cass. And she's like, great. Thanks, guys. Or, like, sorry.
It makes me look so
That's like,
stupid
but it's
because
like
no
a
one calls me.
very, it's like a very, very special situation. Like, there's very few times that I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to keep my schedule open just for your training. Because we're
Yeah.
busy. We have a lot of people that want training. We have a lot of things going on.
And we try to do that. That we try to do like when, like the guy Monday, who we have to reschedule because of the wind, because of this hurricane. That one, we're like, you tell us what day you can do coming up after the weather's good, and we will make it work just because we
Right.
had to cancel on you. Like, it's not like
And
you
like he
call and
got there.
complain.
Right, like
Yeah.
we were standing at the boat when I had to cancel because the winds the
Yeah.
day before like said that they were going to be fine. So,
Yes.
in that kind of sense, like we're going to bend over backwards to make sure you're taken care of.
Yes.
But on like a regular basis, like
If
probably
you
not.
call me and complain, I'm not going to bend over backwards for you to get trained the next
If you're
day.
mean to Cass, you're definitely not gonna get
Absolutely
trained the
not.
next day.
No.
I could be completely open and be like, sorry, I died that day. You have
I'm
to wait till
suddenly sick.
Thursday. We're kind of
Oh,
kidding.
God. Yeah,
Just
kind
kidding.
of. A little kidding.
A little bit.
We are nice. We're actually really nice, to be honest with you.
I think we're
But
nicer than people think we are, but it's also the people that like It's also, this is one of my other pet peeves with people that talk to Cass. They're very nasty to Cass, and then when I see them in person, they're like, oh my God, Jess, how are you? And I'm like, great, call Cassandra and apologize. And they're like, what? And I'm like, you heard me.
yep.
And like a lot of times they're like, well, can you just tell her I'm really sorry? No, you're a
No,
grown
no, you
man.
can
You can
go.
call her and you can apologize.
Yep. I think my favorite is when people are really nasty to me and then they meet you guys, like you said, in person, and then they tell Vinny how great I am. And I'm like,
Cass was so great. She was wonderful. She should get a raise. And I'm like, you screamed at her for 15 minutes.
yeah. I'll never forget. I'll never forget the lady that signed up. She signed up for a class in Ocean County and the class was canceled. So like it was a computer glitch and we ended up moving her to a closer location that was taking place. And it was like I literally called the instructor. The instructor went 30 minutes earlier to make sure that they could get in and start. And she literally had the nerve to call, like tell the instructor that I was rude to her on the phone when I was literally apologizing. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm having the instructor meet you there earlier so you guys can get it over with. Again, I'm so sorry. And she literally told our instructor, Frank, that I was nasty. And Frank called Vinny and complained. And I was like, disrespectful.
I take everyone at like such a, it sounds bad, but like people are like, Cass is mean to me. And I'm like, I deal with Cass on a
Daily basis.
multiple times a day.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing she would just go out of her way to be mean to you. I was like, me
Yeah.
on the other hand, I could believe that. If you catch me at the wrong time, wrong hour, wrong minute, I could be like, what? But like, That's why Cass answers the phone and not me.
Yeah, and not
So.
9 times out of 10, like the other day, it was like 2 weeks ago, I answered the phone on my day off, and a lady couldn't print out her, it was a lady who couldn't print out her course
Yeah, I
completion
remember.
certificate, because she wasn't actually done with the course. And I snapped on her on the phone, and then afterwards I called her back and I was like, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have yelled at you. And she goes, I wasn't gonna say you yelled. And I was like, it was harsh. It was harsh for me. I was like, I'm sorry. She goes, okay. But
Cass
like,
is one of those people that like cannot be mean to people.
I
Me,
do.
on the
It
other
really,
hand, I'm like, give me the phone, I got them.
it takes
I
me a
got
long
it.
time. If I'm mean to you, it's because you pushed me to the point where I'm like, get out of my face. And then
I
I'll cry about it later, but like,
will never forget the one day that the one club member was giving you a hard time, and I was in the hospital visiting my dad. I was like, send me the number. And you were like, what? I'm like, and Cass like called me. It was like, I'm done. This is, I'm like, whoa. I was like, hey, how are you? I'm good, Jeff. How are you? I was like,
I felt
Jesus
so bad. Like,
Christ.
2 hours later, I texted you and I'm like, I'm sorry for
I'm
yelling
really
at you.
sorry. But I heard it in her voice that she was like very upset. So I was like, give me the number, I'll call. I was like, so I like walk out of, I'm getting ready to walk in my dad's hospital room, and he was like, no, stay. This is the most excitement I get all week. And I
Oh my
was
goodness.
like, brother, that's not true. You put us through enough excitement this week. I'm gonna
Yeah.
go take the call out there. So I take the call, and the guy's like, I didn't mean to be mean to her. Should I call her back? And I'm like, you should probably give it an hour. You should
Yeah.
probably wait. But like, when you get the chance, you should call her back. And he
Yeah.
ended up being a sweetheart. He was super
He ended
nice.
up being
But
really nice in the end, but in
yeah,
that moment,
in
yeah,
that moment, it was so frustrating.
he just wasn't getting the days that he wanted to schedule, and that's the days that we had, and he like bit my head off, and I was like, no.
And then he ended up picking a day that we
Yeah. I was like, why did you yell at me?
had.
For
He
what?
picked like an afternoon or something like that. He
Yep.
was like, I didn't know that was an option. I was like, just go to the website. It says it. It literally gives you one day, two options. So Cass deals with a lot, is what we're getting at. Usually, if you're a jerk, we usually laugh at you at the end of it.
Yeah.
So make sure you're nice to Cass, because if you're nice to her, she's gonna be like, hey, this person was super nice to me on the phone, so when you see them, don't be mean to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's fair. That's, you
Or
know, that's fair.
like my favorite is when people have like, I had one time I had a British guy call, and I'll never forget, I called Vinny Giddy. I was like, he was British. And he was like, why does it matter? And I was like, it was so great.
This is Cass's excitement when she gets people with accents. So
I'm home.
you
I'm
want to
home
be
with yeah.
sure.
I'm home with 2 kids, and I answer the phones all day. And the people that talk to me talk about boating, so like I don't get a lot of human interaction. So like when someone calls and they're nice or funny, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is like 98% of our customers, I would say, are super sweet, super nice,
Yeah.
super understanding. There's definitely a few that I'm like, But for the most part, everyone's very nice.
Well,
So
I
be
also
nice
feel
to
like that's,
Cass.
I feel like that's also just the world we're in right now.
Yeah,
If
I
you have
mean,
really, really good people and the few handful that just kind of like
right.
sour the day or the week, but like not everyone is a bad egg. We've got pretty good customers.
We do have pretty good customers. So we're going to wrap up
We are.
our episode with Cass. If you prefer having Cass over Vinny, please leave us a comment. Because
Oh
I
God.
also prefer having Cass over Vinny, but she will literally combust if we make her come onto another podcast.
I want you guys to know I was so nervous that like when you were like we're doing this, I was like, Jessica hates me. She doesn't like me.
So we do meetings for work with like all of our captains. There
Oh
were
God.
three captains that showed up to our meeting, and Cass was like, do I have to do my part, or can you do it for me? She
I
went to pick
literally
up the
couldn't
food
speak.
for an hour just so she didn't have to talk. And Vin was like,
But
do not do her part. Make her
no,
speak.
I was really hoping that you would have done it for me, and then I got back and he's like, you're still gonna talk. I was fucking shaking. My hand, I don't know if you noticed, I was shaking.
She's holding a paper. Paper's going a mile a minute. I'm like, Cass, breathe. And she's like, this is what we're gonna do. So I was like, oh my God. She like rapid fire.
I
Just
talk
brought
too
out the
fast and I get
information.
nervous. So, and then like I couldn't make eye contact with any of them, so I would look and I didn't know who to look at, so I just kept rotating. And then I'm looking at the floor and I'm just like, oh
Meanwhile, I just berate them for like an hour. Then I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, Cass is starting. She's gonna be nice to you. And then Cass
Yep.
berates them, and I'm like, well, you know, you messed up when you pissed Cass off.
Yes. And then Vinny
So.
steps in and tries to smooth it over and act like we're not the bad guys. It's really coming from him.
Right, he's like, well, I told them to say this. And they're like,
Like,
oh, okay. So, thank you, Cass, for joining us today. Thank you for
thank you for
giving us the
having me.
ins and outs of the boating safety certificate for New Jersey, the captain's courses, what we do, what you do. I think it's really important for people to be able to put a face to the, well, we have like four followers that watch our videos. But for our four followers to put a face to the name, if you're interested in seeing Cass more, Cass will be at all of the boat shows
I
this
will
upcoming boat show
be.
season.
I will be. I will be
So I
there.
have a new friend for the boat shows, and I'm really excited about that.
Yes.
So you'll see us there.
We'll be in
But
Lakewood in September.
yes, we'll be in Lakewood in September at the baseball stadium. So come see us that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, I mean, if you're interested in signing up for training, give Cass a call. If you go to our website, thinkboatingsafety.com, that's going to have all of our contact information on there. You can also email us at wakezonepodcast@gmail.com. No one emails us. We only have the email strictly because A, we needed it to sign up for a podcast, and B, Ben's like, we should have an email. And I'm like, why? So if you have anything that you'd like to say and you're like, man, I should write an email, email us. Otherwise, DM us on Instagram, Facebook. If you send me something weird, it will go to Cass. I can guarantee that
Oh,
because
yeah.
I screenshot it and send it right to her. She's usually the first person I send it
Yeah.
to. But yeah, if you're looking for any courses, trainings, things like that, just make sure you check us out, Wake Zone Podcast. And yeah, leave a comment so we don't have to bring Vinny on board again. Next week, we're going to talk about storm season because hurricane season is in full effect. And we
Yeah.
will have Vinny back for that, who has now just lived for a week in the ocean voluntarily on a cruise ship in the middle of a hurricane. So tune in for that. We'll see you next Friday in the Wake Zone.
Thank you for having me, Jess. Love you guys.
Absolutely.
Bye.
See you later, Cass. Bye.